Hello, this is Miss Carol. I'm about to read a Politics National news article written by Brian. It was published on Tuesday, August 14th of 2018 in the evening, and Brian writes for the Pasadena Memorial Post. Brian has drawn a picture to go along with his article, and it's a picture of a man, and I see a big sheet of paper that has on it a Republican or Democrat, or at the bottom, freedom. So let's just see what so the man evidently is about to vote. He's about to choose one of these. So let's read the article now. Today, there were some interesting facts coming out about taxation. During the first 10 months of this fiscal year, $1,415 billion came into the Treasury Department. That is a record. The 2017 total does not compare. Here is the kicker. We are running a $684 billion deficit. This makes me believe that the politicians in Washington have a spending problem. I'm talking about all politicians, Democrats and Republicans. So here are two lessons we should learn from this information today. Politicians don't care that we owe $21 trillion because it's not real to them. They will spend as much as they need to win their election. The other lesson is that tax cuts increase the amount of revenue being brought into the Treasury Department. Lower taxes create more earning power, and the more people earn, the more they will pay in taxes. And that's signed, Brian. And this is what I think. I cannot believe how much money it goes into the Treasury Department, and then how much we are in deficit or in the hole with tax money. The amount is just staggering to me. It's hard for me to relate. I can't even imagine. But I do think people in politics and in Washington, the people that make our laws, I think we're spending way too much money, and we are in the hole or in deficit, and that does need to change. So I do think too, we American people pay a lot in taxes, and I always am happy when the taxes are lowered in some area, because that gives me a little more money to spend as I see fit. I can either pay it on a bill or maybe go buy something. So it really is a big problem in our country. So that's all for now. Bye-bye.